The Bush administration is taking new steps to keep details about its domestic surveillance program from appearing in court. Warrantless surveillance by the National Security Agency has become an issue in a number of court cases. The government is keeping a tight lid on information, arguing that details are too sensitive to be released. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Like other attorneys, Terry Kindlin has been trying to find out whether the NSA monitored his client, Yasin Arif, accused in a plot to import a shoulder-fired missile. When the New York Times quoted anonymous government sources as saying, yes, the Arif case did involve NSA bugging, Terry Kindlin asked the court whether that was true. Not surprisingly, the government opposed disclosure. Terry Kindlin says his copy of the government's brief was very brief.
And I quote, "The government hereby gives notice of submission of the government's in-camera ex parte classified memorandum in response to defendant's motion for reconsideration." And it stops right there. And then it has a parenthesis and it says redacted. And the parenthesis closes and that's the end of their response.
The prosecutor's argument was classified, so Kindlin couldn't see it even though he has a security clearance. And when the judge agreed with the government and refused to release the information Kindlin wanted, that ruling was also classified. Kindlin says he's used to battling with prosecutors, but
here, effectively, what the government has done is they've eliminated the defense lawyer from the equation.
After Kindlin appealed to a higher court this week, the judge disclosed part of his reasoning. He said simply that the government's interest in protecting national security outweighs the defendant's right of access. Sequestering that information could trip up efforts by lawyers around the country who are hoping to challenge the possible use of evidence based on the NSA program. Attorney Jonathan Turley is appealing the conviction of Ali al-Tamimi for urging others to wage jihad, and he's looking for possible NSA wiretaps. Turley says that since 9/11, the government has been saying, sorry, it's classified in a growing number of cases.
It's now using the law to prevent defense counsel from seeing very critical documents, including documents that could result in an acquittal for the defendant.
The only defendant who says he has proof of an NSA wiretap has also seen that evidence go into the classified vault. Soliman Albouthay has been indicted on tax charges for allegedly funneling money to terrorists via the Al-Haramain Islamic Foundation. The government has sealed what Albouthay says is a transcript from an NSA wiretap released by mistake. In response to questions about that document today, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said this.
If we can provide information, we do so, but there are a variety of reasons why, without coming on this particular case, why certain kinds of records or information can be and should be withheld.
Classification may be the only way for the government to protect the information from prying lawyers. By law, defense attorneys are not allowed to see the documents used to justify eavesdropping with a warrant under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. But many experts say an energetic lawyer should be able to challenge evidence based on warrantless searches. In a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week, former DOJ official Alan Kornblum said as much.
If the president wanted to go forward with prosecution and use that evidence at trial, it would be subject to the federal rules of criminal procedure to the normal discovery. If the president...
So there would definitely be protections for individuals.
That response came from Senator Orrin Hatch, a Republican and a defender of the program, who seemed to feel that protection will ensure the information is only used for intelligence purposes and not in court. Defense attorneys say keeping the material classified may protect intelligence sources, but it may leave them in the dark. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.